Jordan was the result of a transition that was signed by the former government, and it's been implemented by this one. And I think they had no choice, and they already delayed by 6 months the 2000 that was supposed to leave in December 31st, and now they're leaving in June 30th. And I think the security situation is stable right now, although it's still heightened in terms of security incidents, but still it's stable. So I don't see things happening too badly right now, but probably down the road.
You are saying that this is overdue, is that correct?
Yes, it's overdue, and it's been 17 years almost. I think donors also have fatigue, and Somali government needs to take the initiative. And a lot of things that are happening now should have happened 10 years ago, 15 years ago. But unfortunately, Somali government never expected this day to come. So it's not ready in any way, to be honest, to take over. Although the security situation is right now stable, and that gives us a false sense of security, we think that we will be able to take over security. But as we can see across the country, clans are already fighting each other, and it can only get worse from here.
Do you think, therefore, that the presence of the African Union mission, did it make any difference throughout the years that it was there?
Yes, it did. I think the Somali government would have lost to the insurgents about 16 years ago, had it not been for the African Union forces.
So the consequences of lifting arms embargo against Somalia, what are some of your concerns?
I think our main concern is that the government does not have an adequate and accountability systems and control systems of the arms that it receives. We already see widespread selling of arms. We see arms markets all across Somalia. We see government forces deserting and selling their arms. So if arms embargo is lifted and the Somali government can import anything, we also have problems with the clan militias using government arms against each other. That will worsen. You will see worsening selling of arms across the region. So it's a very dangerous prospect.
But eventually, Somalia has to take over its own security. I mean, this is an argument. And the way to do so is to empower Somalia to be able to defend itself.
Yes, and that's a must. But right now, the Somali government is already able to import the kind of weapons it needs. And I think it's better armed than its opponents. So I don't know what the lifting of the arms embargo is going to achieve, except inundate the country with weapons that are not probably needed right now.
What do you suggest, therefore, should happen?
I think the Somali government should work on the governance systems. We still don't have a professional military. It's still mostly clan militias, except the special forces that are working under the Somali National Army. It's mostly clan militias, and they use government weapons to fight each other. I think those things need to be fixed. We need to have a professional military. We need to have control systems. The government should be able to control all ports of entry. Then we can consider lifting arms embargo.
Thank you very much. A pleasure to speak with you.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.